We are beginning tonight's shiur in Simin Kuf Yud. We are up to Sif Vav, which is the end of page Kuf Lamed Tes. The Mechaber says in Sif Vav, HaRami Rotenberg, Kishaya Yote Laderach Baboker, the Merami Rotenberg, when he used to go on a trip in the morning, Haya Omra Achar Yihi Ratzon, he would say Tfilas HaDerach after Yihi Ratzon, Kedei LaHasmicho LeBirkas HaGomel Chasodim, in order that he should make it adjacent to the bracha of HaGomel Chasodim, V'tiye Bracha HaSmucha LeChaverta, and that way it will be a bracha that is close to its friend. The Mishabura says in Zavkaton Chav Zayin, when he would go LaDerach Baboker, Perush, Kishaya Nochutz Lefa'omim Leilich LaDerach Baboker Kodem HaTfila. When he was in a rush, and he had to go out on the road early in the morning before davening, V'hoya Omer HaBrachos BaDerach. And in that case, he was saying the Birchos HaShachar already on the road. So in that case, Hoya Masmech HaTfilas HaDerach Achar Yihi Ratzon. That's when he would place the Tfilas HaDerach after the Yihi Ratzon, after Birchos HaShachar. Aval Keshehu Mahalich Achar HaTfila. But when he went on his trip in the regular time, which would be after davening, Ein Yochel Lomar Tfilas HaDerach Kodem HaTfila. Then you can't say Tfilas HaDerach before davening. Da Lo Al Kol Ponim Oser Lo Omra Ad Shehichzik BaDerach Kamo Shekosu B'Siv Zayim. Because you have to wait to say Tfilas HaDerach until you start your journey, as we will see later in the Shir tonight in Siv Zayin. And therefore this Shulchan Aruch in Siv Vav, when it quotes that the Marami Rotenberg would say it right after HaGomel HaChasodim, that was only when he had to leave early before davening and he was saying the brachos on the road, so the Tfilas HaDerach was on the road with the brachos. But when he went on the road after davening, so then he wasn't able to say with the brachos before he left, because you're not allowed to say Tfilas HaDerach until you're on the road, as we'll see shortly. Sifkoton Chavches, the reason why he put it adjacent to that bracha was so it could be a bracha asmucha l'chaverta, she'eno posachas b'baruch, because it itself, the Tfilas HaDerach, does not start with the baruch, so it tries to attach itself to the bracha before to be considered like it starts with the baruch. V'im holech be'emtza hayom, if one goes on a trip in the middle of the day, yasmichel levracha acheres, then he should put the Tfilas HaDerach adjacent to another bracha that he is making, kigon sheyochal oyishte ezedover v'yavarech bracha achrona. For example, after he eats or drinks something and he makes a bracha achrona, he should say Tfilas HaDerach after the bracha achrona. O yatil mayim v'yomer ashayotzer, or after he goes to the bathroom and he says ashayotzer, then he should say Tfilas HaDerach. Ubemakum Shein Yochel Lasos Koze, in a place where this is not a possibility, Kigon Shein Lo Amalavarech, he has no food to make a bracha on, Vegamu Yoshe Bagola Ben Anoshim, where he's sitting in the wagon amongst other people, Ve'enam Rotzim Lahamtim Olav Achir V'yala, they don't want to give an opportunity to get off, do his needs, and come back on. So Afa Pikein Mutter Lomar Tfilas HaDerech, still he is allowed to say Tfilas HaDerech, De Kamari Shonim Sovrim De Tfilas HaDerech Ein Tzricha Shetias Mucha L'Chaverta. Because many Rishonim hold, not like the Marami Rotenberg, and they say it does not need to be Smucha L'Chaverta, Ayin Batur Ubeis Yosef. If you look at note 27, he writes, V'chein Nogu HaChazonish and the Stipler, Sha'omru Tfilas HaDerech Afilu K'she'ena Smucha L'Chaverta. So the Chazonish and the Stipler said Tfilas HaDerech, even though it was not adjacent to another bracha. Continues the Mishabura, Nohagin Lito Rishus Me'agedolim U'misbarachin P'shehochim Baderech. The minig is to get permission from the Gedolim and to get blessed when you're going on a trip. V'yeh semech mimash amru chazal. There's something to rely on from chazal that they tell us. Nimlochim b'Sanhedrin, that before they went to war, they would go ask rishus from the Sanhedrin. Upirish Rashi, and Rashi explains, notlu rishus kidei sheyispalu aleihem. They went to ask rishus so that the Sanhedrin should daven for them. V'yikones b'chitov v'yetzei b'chitov. When a person is traveling, he should come in b'chitov, as we'll see when it's light, and he should go out to his trip b'chitov when it is light. V'hainu b'shachros b'netzachama, in the morning, he should start out on his journey after sunrise, u'b'arvis t'chilas ha'shkia, and by nighttime he should already pull into his resting place when it is beginning of shkia. D'shema yipo b'achar ha'pchosim, because maybe he'll fall into one of the ditches in the ground and he'll get hurt, and therefore you want to travel dafka during the day. V'al ken k'shu samuch li'iro, therefore when he's very close to his city, shehu yodea li'zor sham me'ha'pchosim, and he knows how to be careful from the different ditches, he knows his way around very well, then yochol leilech sham ba'layla, then he could travel there at night, im eino holech yechidi, as long as he's not traveling alone, she'ein lochosh l'mazikim, in which case if he's not alone, he also does not have to worry about the mazikim. In note 29, he points out, we had this once earlier, that nowadays, sheyesh to ura badrachim, now that we have street lamps, Kosav hasha'arim mitzionim ba'alocha she'ein izharim azeh. We are not makbid and careful on only traveling during the day because we have lights everywhere, and therefore our custom is even to travel at night.
What about the mountains?
We have lights on our cars. But we should have lights on the streets also, be safer. Zokti mechaber weiter on page 278, Sif Zayin. Omer osa achar shehichzik baderech. The time to say tefillah zaderech is after you already are machzik on the road. Ve'ein lo amra elu imkein yesh lo leilech parsa. One should only say tefillah zaderech if he has a parsa that he will be traveling. Ava pochos mi parsa lo yachto mebaruch. If one is traveling less than a parsa, he could say tefillah zaderech, but he should not say the bracha at the end. Says the Rama, ulechatchila yomar osa beparsa rishona. Lechatchila, you should say tefillah zaderech towards the beginning of the journey in the first parsa. We'll see the first parsa outside of the city, but you should do it in the first parsa. And then the Mechaber tells us, v'im shochach milo umra, if one forgot to say tefillah zaderech in the earlier part of the trip, yomar osa kol zman shehu baderech, he could say tefillah zaderech so long that he's on the journey. Uvilvad shelo higia toch parsa hasmucha le'ir. As long as he has not reached within a parsa of his destination of where he wants to stay over. But if he only realized he didn't say it yet, beyond the one parsa point towards his destination, Yomar Osa below bracha, he should say it then without a bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Chav Tes, the Mechaber said that you say tefillah zaderech when you are already on the road. Rotolomar shelo yomrena kishadayin hu beso chayir shedarba. One should not say tefillah zaderech when he is still in the city in which he lives. Afshe meichin atzmo lotes laderech. Even though he's doing all his preparations, getting ready to go, he should not yet say tefillah zaderech. The ibura shel ir, the extension of a city. The gabe hilchos tchumin, the hainu shivim amo umat yoser samach leir, 70 amos and change outside the city, la'achar shekvar kolu kol habatim, the 70 amos outside of the city after the end of the last house, we give the city another 70 amos, harehu ketocha ir, that's considered still part of the city, and one should not say tefillah zaderech until he goes outside of those 70 amos and change. And note 31, he points out, very interesting, therefore, when it comes to the measurement of a parsa, that we said you shouldn't say tefillah zaderech unless you're traveling a parsa, we only measure the parsa that you have to be traveling beyond the 70 amos outside the city. We start measuring the parsa from there. Because if you don't say that, we said you shouldn't say tefillah zaderech until you go beyond the 70 amos outside the city. And if you're not going to say it's a parsa beyond those 70 amos, then you're already going to be within the parsa of your destination. And you can no longer say tefillah zaderech. So it has to be not only that you shouldn't say tefillah zaderech within the 70 amos from the city you are leaving, you have to be traveling a parsa from beyond the area of the 70 amos till your destination. V'ataz, that says the Mishnah in the third wide line, V'ataz matir afilu v'sochair. The Taz disagrees with this and says you could even say tefillah zaderech when you are still in the city that you are leaving from. Misha shegomar belibu v'heichin atzmo lotzeis. From the time that you decided to go and you started preparing to leave, you could already say tefillah zaderech at that point. Aval ha'el yirabah v'aprimigodim u'shari achronim cholkim azeh. All these achronim argue on the Taz and v'eskimu, and they all agree to l'chadchilo yesh lizor shelo lasos came. The Lechavchila, one should not do this. He should not say tefillah zaderech until he is outside of his city, beyond the 70 amos, outside of the last house. Ach b'di'evid yesh lismoch al dvarav. However, b'di'evid, one can rely on the Taz. If for whatever reason he feels he won't be able to say it afterwards, he would be able to rely on the Taz and say it before he leaves the city. The chol ze b'tchilas yitzi'aso mi beso. All this that we're being machmir, not to say tefillah zaderech until you go outside the city, that's only in the beginning of your trip, when you are leaving your house where you live. But if you're going on a 3-day trip and you're stopping off in hotels along the way, aval kushu lon baderech, if you're staying over along the way, yuchal lomar tefillah zaderech baboker. You could say tefillah zaderech in the morning, kishemeichin atzmo lotzeis, when you're getting ready to leave from that city. Afilu kushu Adayim Be'ir, even if you're still in the city, Dekvar Hilchsek Baderech, you consider on the trip, if you're traveling for 3 days, you're driving to Chicago or California, wherever you're driving to. So once you hit the road, you're already on the trip. So when you stay over in a hotel, the next morning you could already say it in that city because you're already considered on the trip. This chumr that we're saying from the Achronim, they have to wait till you leave the city, is only the city that you live in where you're starting out your trip. So look later on, we'll see what you should daven when you're leaving the city and the Mishnah Berurah over there. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vaitis of Katan Lamed. We said in the Mechaber that first of all, you only say Tzvilas Aderech after you already are on the way, like we just discussed, outside the city. And then we said you should not say Tzvilas Aderech unless you plan on traveling a Parsa. Sakta Mishabura Sivkotan Lamid, Shapochos mi Parsa Bikarov Lair, Eino Mokum Sakana Minastam. The average Parsa outside of the city that the person lives in is not considered a Mokum Sakana. Imlosha Muksok Lon Baoso Mokum Shu Mokum Sakana. Unless we know for a fact that very close to a city, it already is a Mokum Sakana. Oz Yeshlavarech Tfila Sadarach Bachal Gavni. In that case, that right outside the city is going to be a dangerous place, he should say Tfilas Haderech in all situations. V'ein chiluk bein holech b'svina l'holech b'yabosha. It doesn't matter if you're traveling by boat or you're traveling on land. Ulefiza, according to this, gam hanoseya al mesilas habarzel. Even one who is traveling by railroad, yesh lo levarech Tfilas Haderech, he should say Tfilas Haderech, afilu im noseya rak parsa, even if he's only traveling a parsa. According to this, a person should be careful that from the very beginning of his trip, that he should say Tfilas Haderech at the earliest possible time. Like the Rama told us, that we'll see again soon. You should say it in the first parsa of the journey outside of your city. And you can say it later on. So long that you still have one parsa that you're still going to be traveling on your trip. Now there's some very important notes over here that I'd like to see some of them. And that is note number 35. We'll start with 35. The Mishnah Berurah just told us that one should not say Tfilas Haderech unless he's traveling a Parsa. That's because the average Parsa outside a city is not dangerous. But if it is dangerous, then we said you could say Tfilas Haderech b'chol gavni. On that note 35 says, V'lochein hora ha-chozenish. And in this in Kerelitz, Shegam b'nesiyah me'ir li'ir. That even traveling from one city to another city, V'yesh la'orech haderech batim. And there are houses the whole way. You could still say Tfilas Haderech because of the concern of a car accident. So even if there are houses there, and there's no real sakana mitzad other things, but driving is dangerous, and therefore one could say Tfilas Haderech going from city to city with houses in between. Skip the next paragraph. V'hagonur chan kinyaski kosa b'shem ha-chazanish sha'af mi'ir li'ir ha-mechubaros b'batim yochal omar tfilas haderech b'bracha. Like we just mentioned, chan kinyaski kosa chazanish is saying that even going from city to city that are connected with houses, you could say tfilas haderech with a bracha. Sharei imhu mokum sakona, because if it's a dangerous journey, gam ben nesiyah b'tocha ir yochal omra. You could even say tfilas haderech within the city if it's dangerous. Like the Mishnah Berurah seems to say over here, V'chol ha-nesiyo shel hayom nikro seim b'cheska sakana ach eino chova. And all our travelings nowadays are b'cheska sakana, but it's not a chi of one could say Tfilas Haderech. That is the sheet of the Chazanish. But Das ha-gonor shom zavon erbach she-tfilas haderech tiknu rak machmas listim v'chayos ros. Tfilas Haderech was established because of robbers and wild animals. V'lo mechshash to unos drachim, not because of traffic accidents. Ach b'mekomos sakona k'shitchei aravim v'kadome, but if one's in a dangerous neighborhood, like an Arab, he's by an Arab neighborhood, then yochol avarech, then he could make tfilas haderech. V'yitochein shafilu b'sol chayir, and it could be even inside a city. V'hosef, and he adds on, she b'mekomos shekfar mevarchim, in a place where anyway you are saying tfilas haderech, efshir lahosef gam mipnei to unos drachim k'dle'el. Like we actually learned earlier, yesterday we saw from Shlomo Zalman, that you could add on to the Nusach of Tfilas Haderech, you could add on for traffic accidents. Let's skip now to note 36. So he said if you're going on a train also, you could say Tfilas Haderech. Note 36 is a very important note. You're traveling by airplane, at what point in the journey do you say Tfilas Haderech? So he brings here in Machlokas, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, he brings down, says that you say Tefillas Aderech kishem matchil hamatos linsoa b'mehirus al mislol hahamra'a. When the plane starts going really fast on the runway before it takes off, you could already say Tefillas Aderech at that point, according to Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says sheyav Aderech kishem misromem hamatos legova kazeh sheem yipo mimenu sakonahi. Don't think about it, but Rav Shlomo Zalman says, when the plane reaches a height that if you would drop, it would be a sakana, which is not so high. So then you could start saying it, but you should not say it on the runway. V'im lo beirach, and if you forgot to say tefillas aderech, v'nizkar k'shekfar karov hamatos l'nechisa, and you realize you didn't say it as the plane is getting close to landing, R'chaim Kinevsky says that in that case, b'di'evid yochol l'vorech gam b'soch ha'parsa krov l'ir she'eleh magia. You could still say it by the Eved within a parsa of your destination. Shenech shavadayim kemakom sakana. If you're in the air, obviously it's still considered a sakana. And therefore, even though mitzchila, you should say it either on the runway when the plane starts going very fast before takeoff, or on the way up once it reaches a height that would be dangerous if you fell. But if you forgot to say it, you could still say it at the end of the trip within a parsa from your destination. I don't know if it's distance-wise or height-wise, but you could still say it towards the very end of the trip. Let's go weiter in the Mishnah Berurah. So we said in the Mechaber that you should not say it unless you're traveling a parsa. So how long is a parsa? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Lamed Aleph, Hu Shmonas Alofim Amma. That's 8,000 Amos, which is not so much. 8,000 Amos is about not more than 16,000 feet. How do we get the cheshbon that a parsa is 8,000 amos? De mil hu alpayim amma. A mil is 2,000 amos. U parsa hu arba a milin. And a parsa is 4 mil. So therefore, if a mil is 2,000 amos, a parsa is 4 mil, so a parsa is 8,000 amos. Aval pachos, but we said if you're traveling less than that amount, you should not end off with a bracha at the end of Tefillas Aderech. Sivkotan mitlamed beiz. Mipnei zeh, because of this, kishe'echad ba min aderech pachos. Besoch parsa. Therefore, when someone comes from a journey within a parsa away, minhag olam shelo liten lo shalom. The minhag is not to greet him with shalom. The ein zeh mikri ba min aderech. That's not considered coming from a journey. The ha ein omer tefillas aderech. That's a distance that you don't say tefillas aderech, and therefore it's not considered a trip. And therefore, you don't give him the special shalom that you give the visitors that traveled on a real trip. And the last thing the Mechaber told us was, if you forgot to say tefillas aderech on your journey, so long that you're on the road and you are not yet within the last parsa closest to the city of where you want to stay over, you could still say Tefillas Aderech. Sifkotan Lamed Gimel. Vafilu im bedaito lisa od acharka kama parsos mirzo. Even though you plan on sleeping in that city and you're within a parsa, but you plan on traveling further afterwards, hu nesiyah bifnei atzma. The journey you're going to do tomorrow is considered a separate journey. Vahashto hu al kolpone pachos mi parsa v'leka sakana. And now you're considered within a parsa from the city, that's considered min hastam, no longer a sakana, and therefore you shouldn't say tefillas aderech. Now in note 37, he points out an interesting thing as well. Vishir parsa zeh, the measurement of this final parsa, Ruchayim Kideski writes, shemodudim me'abayis harishon shel ir sheleha magia. That's measured from the closest house of that city. Once you're within the parsa, you're already too close to say it. We don't say that once you're within 70 amos from the first house, you're already within the parsa of that city. Once you're within the parsa from the 70 amos outside the city, we don't say that. Like we said earlier, that when you're leaving the city, we said l'chumra, you can't say tefillas aderech until you're outside the city plus outside the 70 amos. But here we go l'kula, so long that you're within your more than a parsa away from the first house, you can already say it, even though you're within a parsa from the 70 amma point outside the city, you still could say it. Here we go, Lakula. Let's go weiter. Let's go weiter. If we finish up, we'll go back to a couple other interesting things, but first let's finish the simon. Simon Sif Ches. New topic. Hanichnas lebeis hamidrash yispalu yihiratzel mofanecha Hashem Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu shelo ekosho b'dvar halacha. When a person comes in to the beis medrash to learn, he should daven the following tefillah that is brought down in the beginning of all the gemaras, also brought down in the gemara brachos, that a person davens that he should not stumble b'dvar halacha, etc. U'biyitziyaso, and when he goes out from the beis medrash, Yomar, he says the other tefillah that is printed in the Gemara's, Moda ani lefanecha Hashem Elokai shesamto chelki miyoshe beis hamedrash, special tefillah thanking Hashem for giving us a chelek and those who sit in the beis medrash and are earning olam haba. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Lamed Aled, hanichnas lebeis hamedrash, when he's going into the beis medrash, ha'arizal haya omra b'chol boker. The Arizal would say this tefillah every morning, v'haya omra Omer Achakach. He added afterwards some psukim. He said, and it's also printed in the Gemaras in different Girsos. Ki Hashem yitein chokhma mipiv da'as usvuna and galenai v'abita nifos misarasecha. Yispalo yihiratzom ufanecha. The tefillah you say when you're going in starts of yihiratzom ufanecha. Ve'ein b'chasima, it doesn't end off with a bracha. Kosov taz. Tehu adin mishi yoshev lilmo b'yachidus. Even one who is going to sit and learn by himself, he should say this tefillah. Ubeprat im higia lahura. Certainly, if he's at the level of being already a posek, people are asking him shailas. Tzarech lehispalo, he has to daven to Hashem. Shelo yite belimud, he shouldn't make a mistake in his learning. Ubehora and in his psak. Lomar al tamei tahor, to say on something that's tamei, to say it's tahor. V'al aser mutter, and to say on something that's really aser, to say that it's mutter. V'tov lomar nusach echad kotzer v'kolal harbe, and it's good to say one short nusach that incorporates everything, and that is as follows. V'zehu, yiratzom ufanecha Hashem elokai velokai avasai, shetoyer enai b'moris arasecha, you should enlighten my eyes to the light of your Torah, v'tatzileni mikol milchshol v'tos, you should save me from any stumblings and mistakes, heim b'dini isav heter, heim b'dini mamaros, heim b'ora, heim b'limud, kalei enai v'abita nifos mitarasecha, umash shagisi kfar hamideni ala emes, v'altasal mipid var emes ad ne'od, ki Hashem yitin chokhma mipid das asuna. That is the gears of the Mishabura brings down. Gemaras have a slightly different girsa. Ukeshu lomed bechabura. When a person is learning with a group of people, tzarech levakesh gamkein shelo yismach betakalosam. Person has to daven also that he should not rejoice in their stumbling, velo yismachu betakaloso, and they shouldn't rejoice if he stumbles. Kediisa begemara, like the Gemara says. I wanted to say over a beautiful pshat that the Marsha says over here, different than Rashi. Now this is the girsa that we have. We say. In the tefillah that we have in our Gemara, I'm just reading from the Gemara, it says, Lo yera dover takola ayodi, v'lo echsho b'dvar halocha v'yismuchu b'chaveirai. And later on we say, v'lo yikashlu chaveirai b'dvar halocha v'asmach b'hem. So let's go with that one. So Rashi learns, so I'm davening that lo yikashlu chaveirai b'dvar halocha, my friend should not stumble in b'dvar halocha, v'asmach b'hem, and I should not rejoice in them. It's two things you're davening, it shouldn't happen. They shouldn't stumble, and if they stumble, I shouldn't rejoice in them. The Mashal learns beautiful. The Mashal learns differently. The Pshat is, V'lo yikashu chaveire b'dvar halacha, my friends should not stumble in learning, v'esmach b'hem, and I should rejoice in the fact that they didn't stumble. You're davening for Hashem, that when your friend is matzliach, you should daven, you should be happy for him. It's a very hard midah. The Mashal brings down, it's one of the 48 ways of being Kona Torah. So that's the pshat. No, it's not the pshat that my friends shouldn't stumble and I shouldn't rejoice if they stumble. My friends shouldn't stumble and I should rejoice that they didn't stumble. We should be happy for our friends. It's a very hard midah to rejoice in someone else's simcha. Your friend's not stumbling, you should rejoice in that. And with daven to Hashem that when we don't stumble, that our friends should be happy for us when we don't stumble. You have to, Rashi says, you have to daven for that. A very, very beautiful pshat that has to be daven for as well. Zoktim mishabura vayter in sivkotan lamid vav. We said b'yitziyasa, when you go out, you say, Moda ani lefanecha, Hashem elokai, shesamto chelki miyoshe beis hamidrash. Kosav ha-Rambam, the Rambam writes, b'perish ha-Mishnah, in the Perish ha-Mishnayis, ve'ela shtei tfilos chova. These two tfilos are a requirement. In the notes in the back, Ruchayim Kanievsky says that you should say it on Shabbos as well. Now, Rav Yoshev says, going back to the last thing, ve'esmach b'hem, he's going on the Mishabura, who's bringing down Rashi's pshat, not the Marsha's pshat, but he points out, in note 40 in the back, Heir Hagon Rav Yoshev, Sheroim Kan es Haomek Bedikta Midos. We see here the depth of being exacting in Midos. Ad Kedei Kach, it goes so far, Shafilu Gedolim Kerev Nechunya Ben Akona, even the Gedolim, like Nechunya Ben Akona, Choshishu Sheikoshlu Bazeh. They were afraid that they were going to rejoice when their friend stumbled. Stam, you know, we think that's, it's bad Midos. You got Tanoim that were afraid that their friends would make a mistake and they're going to rejoice. Tanoim, we're afraid of that. V'tzara kol echa l'hispala v'lochush la'atzmo. Everyone has to daven and be concerned for himself. Shelo tia lo negia b'milchshol zeh. That person shouldn't stumble in this. It's something you have to daven for. Both ways. Both like Rashi, like the Mishabura says, to daven that you shouldn't rejoice in someone else's stumbling. And even a harder thing, that one has to daven that he has to rejoice when someone doesn't stumble. Once someone gets a great covet or someone gets a great pshat, so that I'm happy for him. I'm not jealous of him, I'm happy for him. And that's a great thing, Zakr of Yosha, that we have to daven for that, how far the Dikti Hamidos go. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, V'yesh lo l'hispalo Yosheva Omei. This tefillah that you say in the beginning or ending of learning, you could say it whether you're standing or sitting. Kemoshe Yizdamilo, however you happen to be in that position, you could say it. Velo Yachzor upon of Lemizach Lamar, if you don't have to turn to the east or to the west. Velo Yaseh Shtachavoya, you don't have to bow down. Ayin Shem. Ve'eviu El Yerabu Shari Achronim. Sefkod Elam Zayin Yomar Moda, you should say, thank Hashem for making you have a chelik in the Yosvei Beis HaMedrash. V'hu Adin Ha'osei Patorah B'yachidus Kol Hayom. So too someone who learns by himself the whole day. Tzorach lomar kein b'chol erev acha gemar limudo. He has to say this tefillah at the end of his learning. So he said this both by the tefillah before learning and after learning. Even if a person is sitting by himself and learning the whole day, he says both tefillahs. So there is an interesting note over here in the back of the sefer as well. In note 42, he points out, ukeshemasik milimudo b'meshach hayom amnas lasu limud achakach. Let's say a guy is learning the whole day in kolo and he takes a break during lunch. So Kotzo Aruch Neman Vagonu Chayim Kineski She'ain Tzarech La'omra Elo B'sof Hayom. You don't have to say it at the end of the first Seder. You could say it at the end of the night Seder. La'ach Agmar Lima, when you finish learning for the day. Ach, Im Eino Lo Mekol Yom. Let's say a person goes to work and he has an hour Seder in the morning. Kotzo V'Kaf Achayim She'yomar Osa Acharei She'esayim Es Limudu Hayom. If that's his Seder and he doesn't plan on learning again later in the day, so you should say it after he finishes learning in the morning. Goes to work. The gamim yachzor achagah lumod. Even if he decides to go learn that night as well, kosta v'gan gonu chayin kineski shemikom makom es atfilah shilifnei halimud ain't tzarach lomar shenis. You don't have to say it again. So if you don't think you're going to be learning more, you don't think that after your seder in the morning or in the afternoon you're going to learn any more, you could say the tefillah and you're done. If you end up learning more, that's kavaldik. You don't have to say either tefillah again. It's once a day. Well, so that's a tough call. Exactly what's together when you say it. I mean, it seems, since we saw in the Mishavura very clearly that you can't, that according to the Achrona, most Achrona, besides the Taz, you don't say it until you're outside the city. And if the city keeps going, so you have to be outside the city.
He brings up this idea of Tunas Drachim.
Right, so once you get in Tunas Drachim, so then maybe you should go even, you know, anytime certainly if there's snow on the ground and you're driving somewhere, so maybe, I don't know. It's a good question, how far you take it. The minhag obviously is not to do that. There is a note here at 34 which I didn't read, which is a little more machmir. We could look at it now. Look at note 34. Ubenesia ben Tel Aviv li Yerushalayim, traveling from Tel Aviv to Yerushalayim. Das agonos shlomo zamen orbach she'ein levarach. You should not say tefillas haderech. She'itzarech lios makom shel shtei parsos b'li yishuv. Says shlomo zamen, you have to have two parsa, which is right. Each parsa says 8,000 amos, so it's a nice amount of no yishuv, of no inhabitants. It has to be a long way with no inhabitants in order to say it, and therefore he says from Tel Aviv Yerushalayim, you can't say it. Va'od, then he says something, another chiddush, Kevan shel orei kol haderech mitzuyim klei rechev. Since along the whole way there are cars, the whole road, nechshavim kula kishyara achas. It's considered like one caravan, it's like you're all connected. And therefore, also you wouldn't say it. Another reason why you wouldn't say it. So according to that, like that's the opposite extreme a little bit of the Chazon Ish. V'nimsa shadayin lo yotzu kol bnei asher ha'ir. Not everyone left the city because you're all on caravans. Some guys are still in the city. Some guys are in the next city. Their car is going the whole way. So you would never say Tfilas Derech in such a case. So it makes you wonder. So let's say you're driving down the 95 and there are cars the whole way. So you're not going to say it if you go from here to Georgia. So I don't know exactly how you would define that. But then he says, Ulam ba'osa mekomo shi'esh rak yishuv aravi. But if you're passing only a place where there's aravi inhabitants, ho'ovik ka'es oivimheim. Since as of now, they are oivim. Yesh l'roso kilo miyushev. We view those areas as if they're not miyushev, since they're not our friends. V'osifu b'shem agonu shom zaman orbach that Rav Shach omer lo shegam habriska rav nog shelo levarach b'nesi azu. So Rav Shach told him that Briska Rav also didn't say on the trip from Tel Aviv to Yerushalayim, but Rav Shach was knowing to say it. Ulas michel v'birchas ashe yotzer. Like we saw before in the later note 35. The Bir Halacha just brings down also a very important thing. We said when you're within a parsa of the city you're leaving from, you don't say it because it's mistama, not a sakana. So the Bir Halacha says, so mistama, you shouldn't say it if anywhere that you're traveling, there's a parsa on the side. There's a city within a parsa anywhere, so you shouldn't say it. Which would also limit many times of where you're traveling. If you're driving on a highway, so you don't, it looks like an empty area, but if within a parsa there's a city, there's inhabitants, So the Be'er Halacha Tzad to say the same way that when you leave your city or you're within the city of your destination within a parsa, you're not going to say it because Mistama, it's not a sakana. So maybe as you're traveling as well, if you're within a parsa of another city that you're not stopping in, maybe there also you shouldn't say it because that wouldn't be a sakana because you're within a parsa of a city. That Mistama is not going to be a sakana. So that would limit even more when you would say it. So it is very unclear exactly, you know, what situations you would say it and when you wouldn't say it. So everyone should ask their local Orthodox posek exactly how to be noeg l'maisa, and we'll pick up a mitzvah shem the next siman tomorrow night. Thank you.